How y'all doing, Blacks in the Corner listeners? How y'all doing? How y'all doing? How y'all doing? It is me, Jalen, and I'm here with the greats.
I'm Sarai. Hello again.
Hi, I'm Kayla.
What's up? It's your girl Tasia.
It's your girl T Saucy, the baddest. Oh, don't even get me started. Period.
It's your boy Jalen the Extraterrestrial back here. Guess what? We on Pluto this time. How y'all doing?
Hi, I'm Caleb, and I'm the resident light skin. Nice to see you guys.
And this is Blacks in the Corner, y'all. Episode 2 for y'all. Yeah.
Woo today, woo.
Period.
Anyways, today we got a little holly jolly little Christmas thing going on for y'all, little holly jolly, and we just gonna go right into it. I hope y'all listen to our first episode. You know, if you haven't, it is on our Spotify, it is on our YouTube, and it's also on Anchor. If you go to our Instagram, bidc.underscore, you can click the link in our bio and listen to it there. So yeah, without further ado, I'm gonna go ahead and get started with these questions. I'm gonna hit y'all with some serious stuff. First question: Do you think this is the time of year for people of all backgrounds to come together? Go ahead, T.
I think no. Just because of Christmas don't stop you from being a racist. The hell. Nonetheless, just because it's Christmas don't stop you from being a Trumpy. Just because of Christmas don't stop you from all of a sudden you gonna believe Black Lives Matter. No, so get out my face with this. And that's why I be participating. It's like this thing and you like pay it forward or whatever. No, I'm not paying it forward because I don't know if that person's a racist. I'm gonna pay it forward for a person that hates the color of my skin. No, thank you. Period.
All right, anyone next?
I'll go next. I'm going to just have to say that I'm going to have to disagree with you, T, on God. Listen, in this day and age, it is really, really hard for people to find excuses to be nice. I don't know why, but it just seems like people are getting less and less nice each day. So if anything comes up that gives people an excuse to be nice for whatever reason it may be, just let them do it. I think it'd be really nice to see people of all backgrounds come together this Christmas season, but I feel like we should continue that, and people in general should just continue that and sort of denote the fact that it is a holiday and just kind of be nice all the time rather than just at Christmas because it is Christmas. You understand what I'm saying?
I feel that. I'm gonna go next. Well, you see, I was thinking about this question, right? And I understand where you were coming from. That makes sense. But I wasn't thinking about it like that. I was more like, KKK member come up to me. I'm not going to kill you because it's Christmas. I'm going to stand next. I'm going to give you a hug. But come the day after Christmas, don't be standing by me because I will get you. I'm going to get you. All right? That's what I was thinking. I feel like I should have put some more thought in it. But you feel me.
I think honestly this is all okay how you behave. I think everything, it comes down to what you do as an individual, and I think everybody should, you know, if we go with the mindset of like you need to worry about what you do and how your actions affect other people, then I think it's honestly our own responsibility to, you know, be nice and be kind and treat others the way you want to be treated. So yeah, you know, there's a bunch of racist people out there, and yeah, people be mean and disrespectful when they want to be. Trust me, I worked in customer service. I know. But like, it's your responsibility. You choose how you want to treat people. So like, yeah, if you want to be nice, you need to be nice and be kind and be sweet. And I think it makes the world just a better place. And honestly, you know, people don't like saying that you helped them or made their day better, but I bet you they're thinking it though. They're like, oh dang, I was being an a-hole and that girl's being nice to me. Dang, let me check myself. You know, yeah.
All right, anyone next? Sarai, Jalen? All right, I'm gonna go. Personally, I think people should stick to how they are from the beginning of the year. If you're gonna be nice, you should be nice throughout your life. If you're gonna be rude, then you should be rude. And if you want to change how you are to other people, then do that. But it shouldn't be you being rude or negative. If you want to have a good giving type of vibe with people, then you need to go ahead and be positive. You need to be nice. You need to do things that's not so hurtful to other people. So if you want to be nice to these other background and these other people, you should have done that from the beginning. Don't try to switch yourself up now just so you can try to, I guess, get something out of that person, or because you want to like show off in front of people. You should just
I don't know if it's always about trying to get something out of somebody else or anything like that. Yeah. Like, you know, the whole point of trying to educate the ignorant is so that they're not ignorant anymore, right? So I don't really see it as much as them switching up. I just feel like it's, you know, they may not have been the nicest, especially around the early, you know, beginning of the year. But as time is going on, you know, I'm not even the same person I was this past January. I know that I've grown and changed into a completely different person. And I feel like we should definitely give people the ability to make that change, or at least the time to make that change. We don't always have to trust them, but I feel like forgiving them is a big part of that.
Period.
Yes.
You should literally give people the opportunity to grow. Like, you know, life is short and life's too short to be holding grudges on Negroes and people, you know? Like, we all meet people that, like, you know, especially for me, I could personally, like, I've cut off a lot of people this year, but I'm not gonna hold, you know, this hatred for them. I'm not gonna wish them any ill will. In fact, we should want them to, you know, grow and become better and, you know, elevate and go on a different, like, become a different person and become a better person. Because, you know, the world already got too many nasty, ugly personality people. So, yeah, that's all I'm going to
say. I agree with that.
Y'all look good. Soraya, you didn't say nothing. You sure you ain't got nothing to say?
Well, if I do say something, it's just really that nothing to say. I mean, I'm a stick to me. Then people love you, love, and I don't even like humans like that anyway. So.
All right. all right. So, second question for y'all. Due to COVID, are you more excited for Christmas or less excited? Or the holidays in general.
For me and like my personal trip, like I don't have like traditions where I go out and go give to friends or go out and give gifts to my family, because I don't fuck with them like that. I mean, I should, but I don't. So usually my Christmas is spent in the house with my it's spent in my house with my immediate family. So like COVID wouldn't make a difference, because my mom just gonna do what she do, buy gifts, and we gonna open them in the middle of the night. But if I did have, like, the things where I go out, do Secret Santa with my friends or at work or with my family and such, COVID would affect that. Because, you know, they don't want 6 feet now. Wear that mask now, you know.
COVID has really ruined, like, all my family traditions, really. Because usually for my birthday, we would go out to eat. But that didn't happen. Thanksgiving, we would go over to my grandma's house. That didn't happen. For Christmas, we usually go to my grandparents on my mom's side house, then to my grandmother's house on my dad's side, and that didn't happen. So yeah, COVID kind of really ruined
Christmas. Ain't even here.
Mm-hmm. But huh? Yeah. What?
Christmas is next week.
All right, we still got a minute. Like,
it is?
Like that's
why.
Are
you lying?
Christmas is next week. The New Year's is 2 weeks from now.
Okay. Wait,
that's
wild. Y'all didn't think about you saying Christmas is next week. When we upload this, it's gonna be 3 days away.
Oh yeah, when this is posted, yeah.
Okay, when we recorded this was next week.
I don't understand the math. Can somebody explain that to me?
3 days before Christmas is when this episode will be out.
So Christmas is on Friday next week, child.
I feel
damn, like, but I'm so happy 2020 is going to be over on period.
Yeah,
we got it. 1G.
Back to the question.
COVID. COVID doesn't mess up anything for me. Take that back. COVID messed up like me being able to plan out the gifts that I do give to the people that I. That was a messed up sentence. Hold on. COVID messed up my plan and my gift planning, period. That's all that's it. Like, COVID is, well, not COVID. Christmas is next week and I have no gifts for anybody. I'm going to get everybody a 4 for 4 and call it, call it a day. God, I love that. But yeah. Besides that, I don't have any like family traditions. Like, we Black, so I be waking up early and then they tell me to go lay down until they wake up. And then we open the gifts and we watch the Christmas parade and then we take our behinds back upstairs in our rooms and play with our gifts or whatever. And that's it. So that doesn't change anything. And then we're still having a Christmas party at my job, so that didn't change anything either. It's just like, I feel like COVID has really pointed out that time is an illusion and that how fast time can like go by fast and how time can go by slow. So that's it.
All right. Anyone want to go?
I'll go. Man, it's weird. Cause COVID didn't really it didn't really affect any of my traditions. You know, I'm still excited about Christmas, but I feel like it's more so just like, it has a lot to do with the vibe that COVID has just put on the year as a whole. You know, it was just really icing on a horrible, horrible cake.
Very grim.
I feel like that's the part of it that makes me not excited about Christmas because of COVID. It really, you know, put this giant rain cloud over the entire year. And so I'm really just trying to get Christmas over and done with so we can move into the new year and hopefully have a better year.
All right, go ahead, Tasia.
COVID. Okay, look, I think, I'm not going to be able to see my family, but I think, and all that, you know, all that jazz. But I think COVID, this like Christmas and all that, like this time of the year, it's really have like made me grateful to make it this far. Hello. Because multiple of like, I had family members who had COVID. I have had friends who have had COVID. Shout out to T. Woo. So it just makes me grateful.
I beat that door.
Period. It's like, it makes me grateful to like, you know, see that like my family's healthy, see that like, you know, my friends are great. And so, yeah, I might not be able to, you know, I might be unemployed because of COVID and I might not be able to do all the, I know, shout out to the government, and I might not be able to do everything that I want to do, like Secret Santa, Christmas parties, da 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 da, but there is a sense of like gratefulness that like, dang, we made it this far. Shout out to COVID, because girl, you thought you could take me out with baby girl. Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's some period.
I don't know about y'all, other than Sarai, but I'm still mad at COVID because COVID done messed up my birthday plans. I don't think it's really going to mess up. I mean, I'm excited for Christmas and the holidays this year. I honestly think it's not really messing up anything. And I feel like it's going to bring me closer within my immediate family, with us just being together as one. So I'm actually surprisingly more excited for it in a way. I'm ready to see how that week is going to go. And I'm also ready for next year, because if Christmas is good, then it keeps me in a good mood, a good vibe to just go and be like, you know what, next year I'm walking into 2021. I done get me a new laptop while y'all out here still with that little whatever y'all got. So, yeah.
I must definitely agree with everyone. I feel like at the end of this year, instead of at the end of this year, everyone should just be like, Jumanji! And then we can jump.
That's you screaming, Jumanji! Say that now till that clock hit 11:60. And we'll be like, oh, shoot.
Hey,
11:60.
Let's not do that.
Yeah, don't jinx. Hold on. Let's not jinx the new year, though, for real. Like, exactly.
I was telling one of y'all, listen, I'm not saying last year we said 2020 gonna be a movie. what genre, because there was horror,
definitely a horror,
a thriller, everything. So we finna just say 2021, let's see what happened, because 2020 was a movie.
Don't forget suspenseful now, because they had everybody on their toes. Hey, what's about to happen next?
A thriller.
Huh, just watch The Simpsons, huh? The Simpsons tell us.
2020.
Thriller. No, every Michael month Jackson. It was something. Every month it was something.
Every month it was something.
Every single month.
But anyways.
That's why I haven't said anything about the new year. I don't want to speak on it. I said 2020 was my year. Didn't even get to finish my senior year. So
barely made it out of senior year. I mean, period.
Mine's not gonna be better. Y'all heard that they're closing down DD2 for the second semester?
So fucking is. I'm freaking
yeah, don't
is.
You have like tuberculosis or something?
Oh, we can't do that. Tuberculosis.
We got that too.
Y'all didn't know we got COVID and tuberculosis.
Hello.
You already know what it is. You already know what it is.
Anyways, what's the next topic?
I'm gonna hit y'all with some, you know, calmer questions, because you know we was real deep into it, but you know we want to get a little fun. So for y'all people right there, what is y'all favorite Christmas movie?
Oh I got it. Oh my god, I don't give a crap what you say. Every year around this time, it's a tie between the Polar Express and Good Luck Charlie Christmas. Cause
Good Luck Charlie Christmas. I was never thinking of that, but the Polar Express
man did not just say Good Luck Charlie Christmas.
But listen, Polar Express though, how you drift a train?
I like the Polar Express because I guess yeah, I like the Polar Express. We watch it every year in school, but like that just adds flavor. It's the flavor, because look, think about it like this. Remember when we was all in kindergarten and we would sit in our pajamas and we would have hot chocolate and we would just be vibing out to Polar Express. Oh, like, come on. That is a classic. I watch it every day. I'm going to make my kids watch it too. We all going to watch it, and that's that, period. Polar Express. All day, every day.
All right, go ahead, Kayla.
I agree with Tayshia. Polar Express. every time we get to that one part where it's like the little boy, he goes like, "I didn't do it. I didn't do it." I'm just like, "I am you. You is me. We are, we see each other." I use that every day. I didn't do it. I didn't.
I agree. I love me some Polar Express. I'm gonna get it on DVD. I'm gonna tell my kids, sit down. This is what we watching. Period. But also, this Christmas,
yes,
the one with Chris Brown,
yes,
period. That is such a good movie. Love that movie. That's, I think that might be my favorite Christmas movie besides Polar Express, because yeah, I watch it even when it's not Christmas, when I'm feeling lonely. Huh,
go ahead, lay down.
Got that on DVD.
Chris Brown got a Christmas movie.
Yes, yes, it's on Netflix. Watch it.
I need to watch that.
Don't watch it because he ain't sponsored us yet, but watch it. Thank you.
Sponsors, girl.
The day Chris Brown sponsors us will be,
such a good day.
Chris Brown, if you're listening.
Woke up, Chris Breezy.
Chris Brown, if you're listening, I got to ask why. How did you find us? I just got to know.
And can I borrow a mansion?
Beyonce, like a on this. Beyonce.
Okay, well, me now. Hi. Sorry. I don't really watch Christmas movies like annually, but my favorite Christmas movie is The Grinch, the animated version, and the what is it, Jim Carrey version? Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
The new animated version or the old animated version?
No, not the one with Benedict Cumberbatch, but it is the good Grinch. Benedict Cabbage Patch, not with him.
Wait, hold on. Speaking of Christmas movies, you know what? I used to be, okay, y'all gonna make fun of me for this one. But there's this movie called like A Mickey's Christmas Carol or something. And that movie gave me nightmares, so.
What?
Yeah. It did.
Tayshia, grow up, please.
It was kind of scary. Yeah, it was kind of scary.
It gave me nightmares.
Just a little.
The one where the man like goes back to the past, present, future. That one,
right?
That scared me too.
That movie scared me like a mug, right? Bro.
That scared me.
Mickey's disabled son dies. Like, that was not a movie for children.
Literally.
But you got to give props to Disney's A Christmas Carol, because that's a good movie also.
Yeah, it is. Oh, gave me nightmares.
True, true. Along with, I will also say Tyler Perry's Christmas play. Don't sleep on that.
Period. I've never seen it.
Go ahead, Caleb.
Oh, okay,
go
cool. I'll go. I'm gonna be the first person to break the mold. I do not like Christmas movies. I'm gonna be honest. I don't know. There's something about them that they're always so cliche. They're always so cliche. I feel like I can never really get into it. That's what makes it
a Christmas movie.
Which, okay, well, if I already know what's going to happen after the first two scenes, you know, it's not a great movie, in my opinion. I just feel like, well, except for, like, I guess I don't really know exactly where the Polar Express is going, but I have a good idea. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't really rock with Christmas movies. I'm going to have to go with my favorite Christmas movie being Die Hard.
So let me go ahead and hop on the bandwagon. The Polar Express. Here's why I love the Polar Express. It is not just a child movie. It's not just a comedy. It has some action into it. It got that musicals into it. It got all types of stuff. And it got a little horror in it, because that man on the top of the train who got like the fire and everything. He creeped me out, and the hobo, it has some suspense. It had everything, bro. And the Polar Express will always. When the little bell was in his pocket, it had you. You was like 4 years old, wondering where the bell go.
Yo, that hot chocolate song slaps though. I promise you.
And then they have the hot chocolate. When Christmas comes, the time it had everything. I don't know about y'all, but I still be bopping the. Playlist, the soundtrack from the Polar Express, it'd be on repeat constantly. Been listening to it in October, and Christmas wasn't even near. Polar Express will always be the greatest Christmas movie ever.
Right. And Sorry. You gotta love that little black girl. Gotta love it.
Yeah, the little black girl. Shout out to her.
Yeah, because she black, and if you don't like her, you racist.
Hold on. Let me have my facts right.
No. Also, PSA, if Frozen Facts is your favorite Christmas movie, is I don't like you, because Frozen...
Who said that? Jalen.
I didn't say that!
Oh, Jay.
Other one, the one more beefy.
The other one.
Jay.
The
one more beefy.
I was gonna say.
The it beefy not, one. The
if
beefy
you one. Ever say Frozen is a Christmas movie, I'm coming to your house.
So here's also something we're gonna do a little different. Y'all know the game Smash, Marry, Kill? We gonna do that with y'all, but with people from, you know, the little holidays. So I'm gonna give y'all three names, and y'all gonna tell me what y'all gonna do.
All right.
Females. Y'all got Santa, Jack Frost, and what's the other one? What's the other dude?
I know Jack Frost is a pimp too.
We gonna go Rudolph. Just imagine him as a human.
Can I go first? Are we talking about the Jack Frost from, you know, that movie where it's like it got Jack Frost and the Easter Bunny and
Rise of the Guardians or something like that?
If it's not Jack Frost, then Jack Frost for Smash. Mary, I guess Santa Claus. You don't gotta do stuff when you're married. So Mary, because again, he seems like he hasn't made enough bowl, because like, yeah. And kill Rudolph, because that's like bestiality.
Damn, you're gonna kill Rudolph?
Yeah. He'll be okay.
He'll be okay.
Period. I'm killing Rudolph, because even if he was a human, he seemed mad annoying. He want people to come to him. Boy, if you don't join in them reindeer games, so I'm killing Rudolph, then I'm smashing Jack Frost. I'm smashing Jack Frost because in every Christmas movie, he was fine. Even when he was on the little chubby side and he was a bad boy, he was still fine.
Period.
And Santa, I'm going to marry Santa because he has a stable career. He got a house and he has stable income. He brings a lot to the table.
Period.
So I have to marry Santa. Period.
Period.
He got slaves.
Elves are slaves now.
Yeah,
I think they chose that life. Didn't they choose that lifestyle?
No.
Y'all.
That's what Santa wants you to think.
I want to go next. Okay. So, I don't agree with y'all at all.
Back up from the camera. I'm hearing you breathing.
Oh, you better not say Smash Rudolph right now. We're going to put our hands.
Is it better?
Yeah, you straight.
All right. So, I would have to kill Jack Frost. And here's why. I don't like the cold. I don't like it.
Girl, you're going to be in the cold anyway with any of them. What you mean?
What you got to leave me? All right. I would marry Santa, which y'all said he has a stable career. He got money. And, you know, I don't got to work like that, you know.
She going to smash Rudolph.
And plus, if it's the Santa from the Christmas Chronicles, he's not that ugly. So I'm just like, let me come through real quick.
So you smashing Rudolph.
Rudolph.
Yeah.
That's what we're getting here.
I'm calling Peter right now. I'm calling Peter right now.
Y'all, if you... Rudolph has come such a long way after he was getting made fun of because of his nose, but he at the end of the day, he was...
You still fucking a reindeer. You still messing with a reindeer.
Y'all, I will ride with him in the wind right next to him while
Santa
goes to everybody else's house. We have a perk 30 together.
Now she's smashing potential. Kayla over here smashing potential.
Go ahead, Jalen. What's our smash, Mary Kill?
No, I haven't gone
yet. I forgot
Sarai. Okay, I want to do the women too. I would obviously smash Jack Frost. Yes. I'd marry Santa because he, sugar daddy, he got money, whatever.
I don't know why y'all think so.
Mrs. Claus, whatever. Well, he got a stable job, whatever. Same thing like he said. And I'm smashing Rudolph, Kayla. Uh-oh, sorry.
Because all light skins look the same.
You light skin too. I'm sorry. I'm killing Rudolph.
I don't appreciate this.
Kayla, that's bestiality, Kayla. I'm killing Rudolph.
Yeah, I don't know why that was ever one of the options, but.
Right.
It shouldn't have been an option.
I know I did say imagine Rudolph as a human. Like, if
you
anything,
act like that makes
Rudolph,
it any better.
Like, he's
you
more on
that
Asian
makes it any better.
Rudolph
like
seems
like Frosty the Snowman or something.
If y'all get in Santa,
he's a snowman.
So you gonna mess with
also,
the snow?
No.
Also, are y'all really trying to mess with a man who wants to be around kids all the time? Y'all want to deal with all them kids, all them elves? Them things is annoying.
Well, the elves are slaves, actually.
But hold up,
they're
think about
adults.
It, hold up, bro. Hold up, bro. Y'all say Santa slaves. Claus got money. Santa Claus
has no money.
He gotta buy all them gifts for all these.
First of all, they make
buy
them.
You ain't read no
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. What he need money for?
That's why Santa has no money. He doesn't need it. He's got slaves.
For money.
I'm not worried about him letting all these little kids sit on his lap. Y'all not worried about that?
I never said I was doing the sitting on his lap. I just said
But you gonna let your husband let kids sit on his lap?
It's not my problem.
I mean, that's his job.
Y'all, my dad.
That's his job. Do you want a house? Do you want to ride on the slide? On the little
On the sleigh.
Do you want to ride on the sleigh? Do you want a house?
Watch the Christmas Chronicles. I bet you change your mind, Taylor.
What if it wasn't Rudolph? What if it was the elf on the shelf?
Ew, he's ugly.
I'm
Have
not,
you seen
that?
Same way.
I will throw hands with
him. I'm too.
Anyway, Jalen, what's ours?
All right. Smash, kill, marry Elsa, Mrs. Claus, or Mariah Carey.
I would definitely marry Mariah Carey. You know, it's Mariah Carey. All I want for Bump Nip Cannon. I would smash Elsa because Elsa, she be looking. That's the ice queen. And I'm gonna kill Mrs. Claus because she the main one controlling the slaves, the elves. So you know, I don't for that. You ain't.
Y'all confused too, not just me.
Yeah, but honestly, I'm not surprised. I figured he would say something like that. So, let's see. All right, I'm definitely starting out. I'm killing Elsa. I've not seen Frozen 2, but honestly, in Frozen 1, she was kind of annoying. She seemed kind of annoying.
There we go.
Let's see, and then I'm probably gonna smash Mariah Carey. That's a one-time thing. All right. I definitely can't have something that Nick Cannon also had. I don't want to disrespect myself like that. So I guess that means I'm marrying Miss Claus. And you know what? I bet she's so nice.
Nope, she the main one controlling the elves.
Okay,
main
well,
one.
Then guess what? Now
I agree
of,
with
Kim. I got a bunch of elves.
I agree with Kim. Elsa, marry Mrs. Claus, and smash Mariah Carey. If I marry Mrs. Claus, I'm going to get them warm cookies, that nice milk. Who knows? She might be a sugar mama. I mean, her husband is Santa Claus, right? Okay. Mariah Carey, you know, she got a nice voice on her. We ain't going to go too far into that. And then Elsa, like y'all said, she just seems annoying. Now, Anna, on the other hand, Anna,
I'd kill Mariah Carey. Cause I'd just kill her.
Wow, that's a big statement right there. Not gonna lie.
Wow. What?
I'd kill Mariah Carey, smash Elsa, and marry Mrs. Claus. Cause you know she, you know, sugar mama. You ain't never know.
I agree with Caleb. I wish I could flick you off too. Definitely gonna smash Mariah Carey. I feel like that has bragging points. And she has money. So I feel like I would get something out of that. Then I'm going to kill Elsa because Elsa is so annoying. Every movie she's in, she's annoying. She wants people to chase her and she want to be free. Girl, who was stopping you? I'm tired of her. She got to go. Kill her. I'm going to kill her dead. I'm going to kill her. I'm going to kill her with like an ice. I'm going to kill her with some ice just because karma. And then I'm going to marry Mrs. Claus. And I'm going to marry Mrs. Claus because Mrs. Claus looks like she could cook a good meal. Some soul food, you know?
Listen, I'm going to take
collard greens.
I'm going to take
cornbread, macaroni.
I ain't going to kill Mrs. Claus. I'm probably just going to kill no one. I don't know. I'm making some good points about Mrs. Claus.
I'm telling you, you're sleeping on Mrs. Claus. Come
I
on,
am. But y'all sleeping on Elsa. Do y'all see Elsa? Girl got ice power. You don't want no ice power?
What you gonna
no.
do?
I need
ice
you to
cream?
Back up for your
goodbye.
Mic.
Goodbye.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes.
It all gonna be frozen? That's the point? Okay.
So I think we all came to the conclusion that Elsa is annoying. And with the other two, we're going to be rich and have some good food.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty
exactly.
Much,
yep.
You all
shoot.
Agree? Say I.
No.
That's a Sarai version valid.
I just need to make it very known.
You,
Sarai.
Thank you.
I know I support Sarai.
Taste a real one. Because right. y'all, it's.
Okay. So last but not least, the little. Everything calm, because I think someone needs their time to shine. What is your favorite go-to Christmas song, if you have one?
Silent Night by The Temptations.
What a lovely Christmas. There is just one thing I need, because I don't care. I'm sorry.
Okay, anyway, Silent Night by The Temptations. It's not Christmas until that song plays. It's not Christmas until then. And this Christmas... And Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms. Yeah.
Period.
It's got to be This Christmas sung by the amazing Chris Brown. I mean, how do you beat that? You know?
Yeah. Period. How do you beat that?
I would also say This Christmas by Chris Brown, but also... the Dolly Parton version of I Saw Santa. I saw Mom.
Yep, Claus. That's a good one.
Yeah.
The Jackson 5 version.
Period. Undefeatable.
Oh, yes.
What Kayla say? I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. That's the best version right there. And then Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day,
who?
You took
by
it
who?
Away.
By who?
What's that man? What's that white man?
Wham.
Him right there with that womp womp.
My favorite song is LOL. Oh, no. It is Last Christmas by Ariana Grande. I like that version. And I'll Silent Night, duh, per, yeah. Temptation version, not the, you know, the white people chorus version, but the Temptation version. That's, I don't know what the choir is called. I call them the white people chorus because that's what it's called. That's who's singing it, ain't it? All right, next.
Y'all know what's the underrated song? It's, damn, I had it in my head. Hold on, edit this out.
Well,
Christmas
I'm go.
By Donny Hathaway. That I'm version, that's my favorite version.
I messed with Donny Hathaway. I messed with him. Silent Night by the Temptations. They slap. This Christmas by Chris Brown. The Jackson 5s, of course. If you ain't a Jackson 5 fan, you're going to need to go ahead somewhere. And I'm going to go ahead and say something different. Carol of the Bells. Carol of the Bells just hit different. Like, Carol of the Bells, y'all.
Carol, it's a little overplayed for me. I'm going to be honest. It's a little, just a little overplayed for me.
What you just say?
You guys, this is the Pentatonix version.
That Carol of the Bells is a little overplayed for me.
Pentatonix, Christmas album. That's also good, too. Ariana Grande, too.
Oh, that too. Reminds me. An underrated song is Mary Did You Know.
Mary Did You Know.
Yes, period. That version.
Did you know Mary? That's your baby boy.
Yeah. Ooh, baby, that's your baby boy.
Your baby boy.
Your baby boy. You got Jesus in your stomach, Mary. Did you know that?
Oh, I really be wondering. I'd be saying, I'm like, Mary, did you know?
Oh, boy.
Can you feel it? Can you hear the power in your womb?
What's that song? Where are you, Christmas? I like that song. I really do.
Where are you?
Yes.
Also, to go back to what I said, Polar Express, Christmas Time Is Here, whatever that song is, that one too. Yeah. Christmas. Yeah, that one.
That reminds me of the Charlie Brown song. Christmas time is here.
Also, yeah. Another one, I just looked on my Christmas playlist because I have a Christmas playlist because I'm like that. You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. That one too. I love that
You're
one.
You're a mean one.
Then Tyler, the Creator, remade it. Fire.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie, the one from the new Grinch movie, that one also low-key slaps. Because that, yeah.
Go ahead, Jalen, skinny one.
Benadryl Cabbage Patch.
Damn, I'm trying to say, but that's 15 fucking minutes. Just kidding. Anyways, my favorite Christmas song is probably... I mean, it's not really a Christmas song, but it's like has Christmas in the title, "A Ghetto Christmas" by, you know, XXXTentacion. Rest in peace. And then my second one is gonna have to be, you know, just a classic one, "Jingle Bells." Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bell rock.
Oh, so you mean "Jingle Bell Rock"?
Bobby,
literally.
My favorite song is "Jingle Bells." Proceeds but to I got a question. "Jingle Bell Rock."
About the freaking Christmas movies. Why don't we forget all five of the what's the thing? Home Alones?
Home Alone is overplayed for me.
Right. I didn't like Home Alone.
What? I like Home Alone.
I like Home Alone. But no, I look at you gotta be in the mood to watch Home Alone.
Right. The movie's long. Yeah. For what?
Ugh. Y'all, another good Christmas song is called 12 Ghetto Days by the 69 Boys and Quad City.
Yes.
That right there. Hey, trying to get turned on Christmas? Go listen to it right now. Go listen to it.
Period.
You will not be disappointed,
Run DMC.
I promise.
Period.
Hey, facts.
Run DMC also has a song. So does TLC. Those both hit. Period.
Anybody in the 90s who made a Christmas song,
it hits.
Let it snow. Let it snow.
Don't forget Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, that one too.
Feliz Navidad.
The class for extra credit.
Navidad.
Go ahead, Caleb. Give us a little solo real quick. Go ahead, give us a little solo.
What you mean?
Okay. No solo?
Hello, who's singing? Retired.
Deja.
Not Sarai. What part? Retired.
Retired. It's a little vocal.
I'm retired. We've had this conversation before.
Now say that's all you get in Sarai till he pay you.
that's all you get until you
I'm sing for free over here. Sorry.
Not you actually saying it too.
Y'all, my name's Caleb. It was great to be here today. Thank you all for listening. And now to Jay to hit you with how to find us.
Yes. Y'all can find us on our Instagram page, BIDC_. And if you haven't watched our last episode discussing BLM, aka Black Lives Matter, you can go check that out on Spotify under Blacks in the Corner, DA Corner. And we're also on YouTube, so you can watch it there too. Without further ado, we are the Blacks in the Corner. Thank you for listening. Deuces.
And always remember, the niggas are gonna nig.
Forever. Bye.